Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show all this week. We've got your chance to win some money. Wouldn't you like to win some money? Especially on a Monday. Like money on a Monday. Just make it slightly better.
Money's always, it doesn't, you name the day and money's, yeah.
Oh, money?
I'll take Tuesday money too.
Sure.
Take Wednesday money.
Yeah. Any other days?
I like all the days money.
Yeah.
Thursday money, great.
Right.
Friday money.
Friday money's awesome.
Saturday money.
It's all good. Even Sunday money.
Mm-hmm. But Monday money, I guess, since it is Monday, is current, the money that I can get
today.
Now
right. Well, you have five chances at it. We have your chance to win your share of $100,000, $1,000 at a time. Download the free Odyssey app. And we do a lot of contests this way, a lot of them. You listen for a certain amount of time and you get an automatic entry into it. Like we've flown people to see Tay in LA, Tay in the UK. We just did that Olivia Rodrigo thing. This is the way. Listen to us on the Odyssey app and you'll be automatically entered into all these contests. So you download the free Odyssey app, you make yourself a little account, log in and just listen to Alice at 97.3 for at least 60 minutes over the course of a day and you get your daily entry for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. And we're doing it five times a day, five $1,000 winners every weekday, just like that. So easy. Oh, excuse me, pardon me.
What was that?
My throat.
Oh, I thought you tooted.
I Googled.
All right.
Gurgled. Tonight on your television, Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson.
Did you see any of Snoop?
I did see some Snoop. You know what was so funny? He's all, you know, some this and that and the other thing. And you hear what I'm saying? And I was like, nope, I have no idea. But you're a delight.
Snoop's awesome.
He is awesome. He's just easy. He can talk to anybody. He's just hanging out and making no sense. And everyone's just like, Snoop, he's great. I didn't see him grab his junk once. That was good. Tonight, Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. This, it looks like it starts streaming at 6 o'clock on Peacock. That's their streaming service. Mm-hmm. And I assume there's tons of stuff on Peacock Olympics related. Everything I've been watching, we've been taping the primetime stuff and watching it. I think yesterday we were watching some of the equestrian cross country stuff. It was mixed
that?
In. It was so good. It's so good.
So I, pardon me, I have watched the on-demand through Peacock only.
Oh.
So I saw a little bit of the opening ceremonies, then my kids just couldn't handle it and we ended up leaving. I've seen a bunch of the surfing, men's and women's. It looks like they're going to be on a weather break for a bit here, waiting for the next good conditions to continue
for the
running.
For surfing. Okay.
So I'll get caught up now on other events. So I've only watched on Peacock, though.
Right.
So
we've just been taping the sort of primetime stuff because it's a nice mix of all the
happening. They do a really good job packaging it. And they also, and we talked about this before they even opened the ceremonies. It is also about the stories they tell and the people competing and their story about getting to where they are today. And sometimes that's great. And you see someone who you hear their story and they go on to win.
Mm.
Other times you hear their story and they lose.
Yeah. You're invested and for no reason.
Right. Well, that's competing.
Yeah. Somebody's going to win and everybody else is going to lose.
Right.
Primetime Olympic coverage starts tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC. Today's events include beach volleyball, tennis, women's water polo, and men's synchronized diving. Records are made to be broken. Deadpool and Wolverine just set the record for the biggest box office opening ever for an R-rated movie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. They took $205 million at the domestic box office. That is the eighth, not just the for R-rated movies, that's the eighth biggest opening of all time. Like, that's huge.
You know, this is one of those examples of marketing and promotion really doing
beloved stars
its job, yeah, because they've been everywhere for a while. And that is how you get records like this.
Almost overkill, too. Like, they've been just in your face.
But that got the people knew.
Yeah.
It's no one went, oh, that's this weekend. Everyone went, yeah, that's this week. Finally, we can get a break from the push, the media push. Yeah.
Right. They, you know, beloved characters. The first Deadpool movie, I want to say, oh my God, this is actually really interesting. So $205 million at the domestic box office. That is the record for an R-rated movie. It broke the record that it owned. The first Deadpool held the record with about $133 million.
Oh, okay.
And I want to say, like, The Hangover was one of the biggest ones. And
God,
maybe
that movie was so great. And then, of course, they made 2 and 3, which weren't necessary. But that's probably the one that broke the record is 2. You know, with all that, like, anticipation and...
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the first... That's a good point. Hold on, let me see if I can look it up.
Why don't I look it up and you tell us
That's a great idea. Go to boxofficemojo.com. You can type in any movie and
just tell us stories. Just, I'll find it.
Yeah, you do that. So, Deadpool and Wolverine, they've set the record for the biggest box office opening for an R-rated movie. $205 million here at home. And globally, they're at almost $500 million first weekend. $438 million globally. It holds the biggest record ever for an R-rated movie. Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds recreated, I guess there's something called the sad Wolverine meme. I don't know about this. I guess I'm just not paying enough attention to Wolverine. But he's laying like on a couch and looking at a picture and looking sad. They recreated that. And it's...
the highest grossing R-rated films. This isn't openings, but this is just
overall
total
gross. All right.
Number one currently is Joker. The first Joker with... what's his bucket? Damn it.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've got that at 335 total.
335 what?
$335 million.
Oh, for the opening, you mean?
No, not for the opening, for the total take.
Ooh, this worldwide gross is at $1 billion.
Sorry, total take domestic.
Oh, okay. They've got it at $1 billion.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer, Deadpool 2, Deadpool 1, The Matrix Reloaded, It, Detective Chinatown 3, Logan, Hangover 2 comes in at 10. That's the first one, and Hangover is not even on the list. The first one.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
I can only find the local one, I mean the domestic one. Anyway, there you go. If you go to boxofficemojo.com, I'm always on there. There's all kinds of... I love that. You can look up by movie and get all the weeks of all the things that they made. If you like that stuff, kind of like the stat stuff. And speaking of movies that make all the money, Inside Out 2 is the highest grossing animated movie of all time. And that's, you know what's crazy about this is that when I look at these other movies, this was their entire run in theaters and then... So if it's, we're just talking about box office, like Frozen 2 was in movie theaters forever. You know, people went and went.
Yeah.
And maybe they weren't making, you know, $50 million every weekend, but they were in long enough. Like this is, I don't know, 4 weeks max. Let me look at home box office.
You know, that movie really hits a bunch of families right where they need it. It hit us exactly in the right spot. I have a daughter just young enough, but just old enough for that to be really an appropriate piece of art. Deadpool and Wolverine at 205 for opening weekends. Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2. I found the thing that we were looking for. This is all domestic now.
These are openings.
So Deadpool, Wolverine, Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2, It, Joker came in at 5 on this list. So
these are
not
the opening weekend domestic.
Opening weekend.
All right.
Hangover 2 came in at 9 for the opening weekend.
Which I think it broke the record at the time. You know, things just keep piling on.
But the superheroes are always going to win all the stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, these are the first R-rated superhero movies, too. Mm-hmm. It's not that surprising. Inside Out's been out since June 14th. So 6 weeks in, they are at 1.462 billion worldwide. It's the highest grossing animated movie of all time. The previous champ was Frozen 2 with 1.451 billion. Super Mario Brothers is number 3 on this list, which is a movie I'd never go see. That's Chris Pratt, right? See a Super Mario Brother? It was just recent.
I saw it, but I can't think of Chris Pratt.
Isn't he Mario?
He does the voice? I don't know. I don't know who does the voices. I mean, I know that
Jack Black's in there. It's not live action. They're not dressed up as the guys? I don't know.
No. Okay. No.
All right.
Not that I saw.
Oh, actually, that would make sense. This is the list of animated movies.
Good point. What did you see? I just feel like
I've seen him dressed up in the outfit.
He might be the guy. He might be, but I just didn't. I didn't. Yeah, that was.
He might. He also might not be. For the first Frozen, is 4th on this list. These are the highest grossing animated movies of all time. Frozen, Let It Go, 1.29 billion. Incredibles 2, 1.24 billion. Minions, the first one, 1.15. Toy Story 4, Toy Story 3, Despicable Me, and Finding Dory. All of these over $1 billion, and that's the top 10 highest grossing animated movies of all time. For those of you who are devastated because Tom Brady was dating that Sports Illustrated model, don't worry. He's single AF.
What?
That's his quote. I'm single AF.
Okay. He wants everyone to know I'm still available. Come get me.
Yeah. But in the meantime, check out Brooks Nader. Hot. That's hot. I guess that he didn't like the rumors. He was like, no, man, I'm single. Yeah, I might have seen her once or twice.
I'm dating. Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Do that, as a matter of fact. If you've been married for a while, you should date a while.
She has some fun.
You know, J-Lo.
Yeah, J-Lo. You don't have to get married again next week. that's been pretty quiet over there.
They're done.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole thing is clearly a deal they made with each other to not go straight for the divorce out of that record and movie she made, which is, I get it. That's wildly embarrassing. The greatest love story never told ends in divorce not even a year later.
It's like so fast.
Not even a year.
No, it has to have been
a
year. Stop. When did they marry? Hold on. J-Lo and Ben get married. Yeah, it's been 2 years. July 16th,
And when did the movie come out?
Oh, the movie. Oh, yes, the movie. Yes, I thought you were talking that they hadn't been right.
When did the movie come out?
I think 3 days ago. It just, everything fell apart at once. I don't know. When was that? 3 months ago? Maybe a little more than that, but it feels like it was this year, didn't it? Like earlier this year, and then like the record came out and this terrible people were just laughing at the movie.
Don't forget though, if you made a movie called The Greatest Love Story Never Told and it came out last week, they started that a year ago.
Oh yeah.
So,
no, it's like she started it the minute they got married. Like, was there footage from their marriage in that?
They must have. Who knows? I didn't see it. Did you?
No, and I never would.
Well, you should probably.
Should
I? Your research for the Tinseltown Tatler job.
Oh, please, that's your job.
No, it's not.
You're the one who knows all the stuff.
Get out of here. How can you say that?
You keep telling me when all the things, and I look them up, I'm like, sure enough, the Tinseltown Tatler has it right again.
Get out of here.
How does he do it? Anyway, Tom Brady's single, ladies. In case you
I didn't know that. That's what you...
Yeah. TMZ Sports knew it, though. I like this story. I like Kim Kardashian. Like, I don't watch that show, but I do. I follow a bunch of those Kardashian girls, and I'm just always like, I'm amused. Even Khloe, it's like really hard to be me because everyone's always trying to talk to me and telling me how great I am. Oh, so annoying. just can't take it. Everyone's just kissing my ass all the time. Oh, I hate it. Oh, poor me. And her friend's like, yeah, that really sucks. Can we have more of these pina coladas? I'm really just not drunk enough to listen to you right now. Oh, I'll just have my... Gaston! More pina coladas, please, on
and
the porch.
Switch from glasses to pitchers. We want more, a lot more. Lot more. We'll keep this glass.
If I could just
pictures.
Have an IV, that would be really helpful. So I could just keep nodding and smiling. Oh, you poor thing. But I do like them, even though it doesn't sound like I do. Kim Kardashian is playing her actual divorce lawyer in a new Ryan Murphy show. I'm reading this and I'm thinking this is bigger than I even, like, I read that. I'm like, oh, so she's going to like do a little guest thing. I don't think so. Do you know the name Laura Wasser?
I don't.
She's a big Hollywood divorce lawyer.
Oh.
And she handled a couple of Kim Kardashian's, like, they go way back.
Okay.
And she does a podcast called All's Fair.
Ah.
And Kim has been on it several times, but with her, she's a celebrity and she's had all these divorces. But I guess it's, they talk about love or something. I mean, All's Fair in Love and War is what I'm assuming this is about. So it's just, this lady's very smart, Laura Wasser. She's the big divorce attorney. So Ryan Murphy, the TV producer guy, he's got a new project for Hulu. It's called All's Fair. And Kim is playing Laura Wasser. And it sounds like she's starring in this.
Is
like,
Laura Wasser a hot chick?
She's cute. She looks like a smart lady. Kind of handsome, like a handsome woman. You know, that kind of.
Oh, no, she's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not bad at all.
No, in a
judged by a four.
Well, no, I'm saying in a normal way, she's cute. Like, that's.
Yeah, good looking lady.
Like, she's not going to be a supermodel anytime soon, but she's yeah, okay.
They actually call her Disso Queen.
Disso?
Is that like you're dissolving your, or a divorce lawyer?
Don't ask me.
Famed Disso Queen.
Oh, she went to Berkeley.
Oh, did she?
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Laura. Laura Wasser. There's a new show called All's Fair. It's going to be on Hulu, and Kim Kardashian will be playing her own divorce lawyer on there. Let's see. Wasser repped Kim in her divorce. Jesus.
What?
Her divorces from Chris Humphries and from Kanye West. She also inked their prenup, which is good. Was Chris Humphries the last guy she married before? Are those the only two people she's been married to? Did she have one other guy she was married to?
Let me think. Kanye, Chris Humphries. There was someone before Chris Humphries.
There
Who was that?
I thought so too. I always want to say Ohani Noah, but that was someone else. That was like an Angelina guy. Oh, no, that was a J-Lo guy. Oh, all these people and their divorces. Anyway, there's also real life drama within this drama. Halle Berry was
Kanye, Chris Humphries, and someone named Damon Thomas.
Oh, was she really young?
It says from 2000 to 2004.
Oh, all right. That sounds
so
really young.
It's not, well.
Was she 40-something? I think she just turned 40. Hold on, Kim K. Age.
40, oh, she was born in 1980.
Yeah, so she was 20 when she
43. Damon Thomas was the first guy, though. So she's got three divorces to her name already.
Well, keep it up, honey.
More of that. I guess if you are, I hear people's lives ruined by divorce, and you hear the stories and you think, but those are normal people who don't have enough money after it's all done to stay at the same lifestyle they've grown accustomed to. So those people feel, you know, like, wow, I'm in a studio. I'm in a smaller apartment I was in when I moved out as a teenager.
Now you got to get Laura Wasser on the case. She'll write your prenup and she'll get you out of everything. So Halle Berry was supposed to be in the show. She says it was a scheduling conflict, but then Hulu wouldn't comment. So maybe she was like, I'm not going to be in a show that Kim Kardashian's a star of, which is totally valid. And it looks like what they're going to do is take the famous client. She has tons of famous clients.
Britney
Spears,
does.
Yeah, Britney Spears, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson, Heidi Klum, Ryan Reynolds, Christina Aguilera, Angelina Jolie, Kevin Costner, Maria Shriver. So they'll take all these scenarios, give them different names, and dress them up, and they say they're going to be pulling from real life? Because Laura Wasser, I guess, must talk about some of this stuff on her All's Fair podcast.
Well, that would be the pod. Yeah, I mean, that's the otherwise, what are you tuning into that podcast for?
Right.
Well, I can't tell you anything this one divorce, but it's juicy.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to change all the names and just give you a little nudge. You'll know
Kim
who it
K,
is.
Kim K, net worth right now.
$1.2
billion. $1.7 billion.
Wow.
She's
1.
Pushing
7.
$2 billion.
Money makes money.
Yep.
Good for her, I guess. They're great, those Kardashians. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I was on the Kim K page. Hold on. Well, I'll do a little bit of Olympics. There's National Chicken Wing Day and Comic Con after these.
Three Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Hooray. Yeah, hip, hip, hooray. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We have seen it happen. And we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
Yeah.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is ringing in its 30th anniversary with a new library and learning center grant for Kidango and Fremont. The interactive space will be named for the foundation's founder, Hattie Hyman Hughes, who was a longtime Kidango board member. Kidango's focus is for all children to have access to education and health, something Hattie believed in. Zoom over to FremontBank.com to learn more about the foundation's community outreach. Nice. That's FremontBank.com. Okay, here's what's happening. So, yes, it is overcast currently in the city as we broadcast from Studio 9, but you should see a nice, sunny, warm day, another summer beauty. That said, my first story, where'd you go, first story? There it is.
Oh, no. I'm hiding on you.
The Park Fire has consumed 350,000 acres and Paradise is now under evacuation warnings. Oh. The pictures of the fire are, as you'd expect, horrifying. So please keep that in mind. Don't throw your cigarettes out the window. I know you're like, I always throw my cigs out the window. It's fine. Please don't. Really, that's how these things start.
Do that gross water bottle where you have a little water on the bottom that you drop your cig into.
Now,
man, those things are nasty.
One of the weird things that someone mentioned, and I'd seen it in the news, and then it kind of fell in the background since we're still in the process of putting out the fire.
Yes.
But someone, they say, had started this fire by pushing a burning car into a ravine in Chico. And then a bunch of people wrote in and said, that's a Chico thing. And I went,
what? Chico, stop it.
What are you talking about?
How is that a Chico
thing? It's not
thing?
The burning car thing, but it's pushing. So people wrote in and said, my friend's car was stolen. They went, the next day they brought him down to a ravine and said, is this your car? And he was like, yeah. Someone stole it and pushed it into a ravine. I don't know if anyone can give us more
Maybe
info on that.
Do they light
that
on fire? Like, does the gas tank explode on impact sometimes?
I can't imagine why anyone is made. Like, why is this a thing?
Right.
But then why does someone start a bubblegum wall? You've seen that?
Yes.
How's that get started? So I don't know. Anyway, the fire is burning. It's not contained, and there are more warnings, and Paradise already went through enough devastation.
Paradise has to just be going, I gotta move.
Oh.
Paradise, we gotta get out of here.
So please be careful out there, everyone. Fire season continues into October, so let's,
Yeah, it's like getting longer and longer.
Let's not. It's National Chicken Wing Day. I know you like those, Sarah.
I do. I love chicken wings. You like chicken wings, right?
I like them. I don't like eating any meat off a bone.
Right.
It's not my thing.
But then sometimes they're so good you can't help yourself and now your fingers are all gross.
I told you, I went and got some for like a Super Bowl. And then
was it Wingstop?
I think so, yeah. Yes. And I had like 20 before anyone even came over. Once you get started on those and then you dip them in some of that white stuff, whew, good.
Delish.
Yep.
I really like Hooters wings. I know everyone will make fun of me, but I always really liked their nice crispy coating.
A group that tracks America's eating habits found we've eaten 1.3 billion chicken wings.
Is that all?
In the past 12 months.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a lot for 1 year. I thought it was like overall. Yeah, it's not that many chickens.
So happy National Chicken Wing Day. The mayor of Buffalo, New York declared it a holiday in 1977.
Oh, the Buffalo Chicken Wing.
Well, they are the originators, I guess. But hopefully there's some deals out there. That's why I bring it up. So maybe you've got a
hankering for some wings.
Wingstop has free wings with any purchase.
Of wings?
Buffalo, I don't know. Yeah, that's a weird thing. So can I have a soda and you'll give me free wings? Is that what you're saying?
Sounds great. Let's go for lunch.
Buffalo Wild Wings has free wings if you spend $10. Applebee's has a buy one, get one deal. So there's a bunch of ways to get some deals on chicken wings on this National Chicken Wing Day.
I like it.
Have a good one.
Give me some wings. Greasy little things.
I have a good friend.
Yes.
Named Chris Cantori. You know him.
Okay.
You know him because he's a radio guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When we went to Turks and Caicos for the...
Oh.
What's that?
It was for Sam Adams.
Yes.
Beer.
And they had a bunch of morning shows down there, and we went and did a show there, and we brought a listener, and it was a lot went down. If you know the history of the show, you know that. I'm not going to go into the stories again. But Chris was there with his radio partner, and we hung out one of the nights.
Yeah.
All of us.
Right.
Her name was Nicole Sandler, and his name's Chris Cantori. Remember that?
Oh, and I knew Nicole because she used to be Mark and Brian's producer.
Exactly.
That's right.
We all hung out there in Turks and Caicos on a radio. Anyway, Chris Cantori is still in San Diego, and I would only know about Comic-Con because he was all over my feed, man on the streeting from Comic-Con.
I see. Comic-Con, it's a hot ticket.
Again, another thing that happened over my weekend where I went, oh my God, I bet Sarah's there.
Yeah.
Were you there?
No.
You didn't go to Comic-Con?
Somebody had reached out to me and they said that they could get me tickets to it, but I felt weird about it. And but then I told John, he goes, yeah, we should do that. And because he always gets in the lottery for it. That's like a whole thing. It's hard to get the ticket.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. It's very difficult. The one we got into WonderCon 1 year, and that was kind of the same thing. That one's in L.A. or Anaheim, maybe.
Okay.
And that was fun, but Comic-Con is the one, apparently, that you want to go to, the one in San Diego.
It's a big one, and he was down there. So you can look him up, Chris Cantori, and see his bits from Manning on the Street.
Was he good?
He was great. There's so much action going on, and he's asking different people who you are, and they're like, oh, my name's Frank. And he's all, no, your costume.
Hello.
And then, sorry. That was pretty funny. And then there's a guy.
Obviously Boba Fett.
There's a guy, a church guy, yelling about how this is this.
End days.
He's going on and on and on, but he's naming all the characters. And Chris goes, you seem to know a lot about comic books.
Mm.
And the guy goes, well, I need to know my enemy. Which I thought, well, there you go. Perfect.
I mean, he does have a point, but still.
This guy's enemy is comic book heroes.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate artwork. I hate sound effects.
Now.
I hate capes.
Slightly on subject before I get to the actual story. I pick up both my daughters last week.
Yeah.
And my oldest goes, Skibbity.
Oh, God, no.
And
the Skibbity toilet.
Suddenly, because of the story you told me, it made sense. She would, if I hadn't heard what the story you told us last week, she would have said that and I would have just gone.
And it's kind of a weird non-story. It's this weird animation that's like taking the kid world by storm where the guy is a Skibbity toilet. It's a bad computer generated toilet with a head coming out of it, fighting humanoids with cameras and VCRs.
Are they
and stuff.
Fighting?
I don't, dancing?
I pulled it up, the video. There's four episodes in 1 minute and nothing happens. It's a guy sticks out of the toilet, goes skibbity. And then
it goes back in.
And that's one episode.
There are so many.
And then there's a little, what the heck is going on? What the?
Oh.
Oh, you didn't hear that part when you looked it up?
I found hundreds of them.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, skibbity toilet, everyone. Thank you for telling me about
it. Oh, you're welcome.
And I'm sure there were skibbity toilets at Comic-Con.
I'm sure there were. It's a couple years old now, I guess.
There's some of everything there.
Yeah, people have their thing they're into. The skibbity memes are pretty funny. Like, kid will squeeze himself into like the smallest paper bag he can get into and pops out with a skibbity. It's like a whole thing. You know, just like little kids are into it.
Oh.
Which daughter said skibbity?
My older one. Mm. Skibbity. And I was like, what are you talking? Yeah. And she goes, oh, it's skibbity toilet. And I go, yeah, what about it? Tell me everything. And she's like, oh, no, I don't know.
Oh, it's just a thing that's going around.
They're just saying
Everyone's saying skibbity.
Yep. San Diego's big Comic-Con event happened over the weekend. A phone sex line tried to drum. That's right.
A phone sex line
tried to drum up business by offering to do calls as different comic book characters.
Oh, that's great because all the nerds need that. There's no way an actual woman is going to consent to any kind of activity with them.
Well,
their costume smells bad. They're nerds.
I know, but you would think that because most men are visually stimulated, they would need more than the phone line to really work for them.
Well, if she's good at describing what Princess Leia is not wearing.
All right. 800 Phone Sex ran an ad on X last Friday.
Oh.
You know what it is.
What
Don't
is it?
Make me say. No, Twitter, you know.
Yeah, X. Twitter.
Oh, okay. You want me to say that?
I do.
Oh. I'm so tired of everyone going, X, formerly Twitter.
I'm so angry at Elon. Just call it Twitter.
Okay. 800 Phone Sex ran an ad on Twitter last Friday, letting Comic-Con fans know their game for any and all cosplay and fantasy roleplay calls. Call us, tell us what your thing is, and we'll be it.
Oh. I wonder if it's easy to get a quick Zoom going with somebody.
Well, that's OnlyFans and all the other video possibilities are available to you.
Why would you call an 800 line?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Maybe you call it and set up whatever you're going to do.
In this case, it's $2.99 for the call and then 89 cents a minute.
And so that's going to cost you like $7 or $8, boys.
In some people's homes back in the day before the internet happened,
yes,
these phone lines racked up the kind of debt that could bankrupt a family.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it, but I happen to know someone whose little brother got into that and it caused some problems.
You know, it's funny that you even know about it. It seems like one of those dirty family secrets that did never tell anyone that we had to take out a loan to pay for your 1-900 use. You little pig. You're so horny.
I have, and I can say this honestly, I have only called them while on the radio.
Yeah.
I've never called from home looking for a good time. Never. Next story. I told you earlier. I'm a visual.
I hear you.
I am a visual person. I told you earlier over the weekend, I saw a story about a blue lobster, and I'm talking royal blue, that bright,
deep, beautiful blue.
It was a lobster that came up. The guy's holding it in his hand, and I'm thinking, oh God, Sarah would just bite your head off. Maybe even raw.
No way.
She's so into it. No. She loves lobster.
That's a rare. That's like a blue moon lobster.
I'm shocked to hear you would put it back.
Well, yeah.
But aren't you hungry?
There's so many lobsters in the sea.
But you're hungry.
I don't have to eat the beautiful ones. I'm going to eat the other ones.
Anyway, they did say this lobster's going back.
Oh, good. Sometimes they keep those lobsters in tanks. It's just,
well, I have
hold on. Let it go.
Hold
on. All right. Yeah.
North Carolina red lobster received a rare orange lobster.
Oh, how rare.
Would you eat the orange lobster? And would you prefer a blue lobster over an orange lobster? Or would you say you still just want a regular lobster?
I'll just take a regular lobster. I don't want to eat the special lobsters. You know, I'm sure there's albino lobsters that I've never gotten to see before.
They say here, An orange lobster is now safe at an aquarium after it was accidentally delivered to Red Lobster.
Oh.
You know, I'm pro-animal.
Yeah.
I love animals. I'd like to never eat one again.
Right.
But I will.
But you will.
Because, you know, there's only so much food. But this whole colored lobster thing makes no sense. Who the hell cares?
Well, they're so rare. They're so rare.
So what?
So protect the rare ones.
So you're going to put it in a tank, which is what they did.
No, like, they should let it go because then it can procreate and make more orange. And then they won't be so rare and we can eat them. If every other one was orange or blue, you'd be like, yeah, I'll eat that one too. No problem.
Come here and look at this orange guy. Does this look delicious to you? They say they're 1 in 30 million.
So that's not cooked.
No, that is a live lobster, not cooked.
He basically looks like a lighter red than he would be if he was cooked. I wonder what. See, that's the thing. I'm very curious as to what color will they turn when they're cooked. Like, does the blue one turn purple?
I hope.
Does that one turn?
One day, I hope someone takes a blue
brick red
and an orange, and they cook it and they feed it to you, and you'll have your curiosity.
I don't want to. I'm not that curious about it. I feel bad for all lobsters, but they are just too delicious for their own good. So sorry about it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says Princess Leia is famous gold bikini just sold at auction for $175,000.
Yeah, I think we did that story. That might have happened over vacation though.
Thank goodness I'm not the only one confused by this whole skibbity thing. My kids are all about it.
Right.
Any more info? No.
No, it's just dumb. It really
there
is.
There isn't
just
more info.
Computer generated. It looks like early animation, digital animation, I should say. It's terrible. It's not particularly funny. There doesn't seem to be a script.
707, Kathleen knows how to follow directions. Kathleen and Benicia.
Hey, Kathleen and Benicia. Please include your name and where you're calling from, when just like Kathleen from Benicia.
Right.
I wonder who you were talking to.
All my middle school students said skibbity all last year.
Oh, it's over already.
Well, no, we're in summer. Maybe the kids will say it when they get back.
Mm.
415 says, is that the trip where Vinny lost some guy's drunk mom? I didn't lose anybody.
No, she lost herself. We did not. We weren't in charge of these people. They won the trip. We were there just to do a show.
I hadn't gone off the deep end yet. I was fine on that trip.
True.
I was everywhere I needed to be, and there were no problems out of me.
And it was a drinking trip.
And I didn't meet any ladies. I had a girlfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. You and I?
Yeah.
We're the best behaved people on the whole. Is that an island? On the whole island.
Yeah.
We didn't do nothing.
I was like, oh, the show's over and it's 1,000 degrees out here. I'm going to just go sit in my room, I guess. Read a book. But no, there were no phones. There were no TVs.
No TVs.
And these were the days before cell phones, you guys.
Well, we didn't have an iPod or an iPad to look at.
We had nothing. I literally brought like three books to read.
That's how I ended up walking a mile down the beach and laying out in the middle of nowhere. Only to find out.
I was like, oh, look, X marks the spot. I'll lay there.
Let me lay right there. What do they call it? Skydivers were landing.
Yeah, they're like, they were getting pulled behind a boat on a parachute. What's that called? But that's where they were landing. Right where Vinny was. And he was naked. It was great.
Well.
Get a little sunburn on your.
As soon as I start, no. No, I didn't get a little sunburn.
Got a big one? Oh, that's too bad. Oh, no.
Anyway, yes, that's the trip where someone got lost. I had nothing to do with that, though.
Right.
She met a local and went off resort.
Yeah, she went off the reservation. We were like, we don't know.
And then someone followed the bloody footprints back to the room where she turned back up 2 days later.
Yep.
Gulp.
And wasn't she with her son? And she was like, you know, he took her on a beer trip, though. And it was wasn't she in recovery?
Yep.
It was just like there were so many bad decisions.
And he'd had a bad relationship with her because of her drinking problem. And this was a reconnecting kind like it was. You're right. In retrospect, you go, you took your mom on a beer trip and she's an alcoholic. But I don't know. We were just the hosts and they were the winners.
Yep.
But yeah, she was. And apparently she'd fallen off in the airport before she got on the plane to come to meet him.
Oh, boy.
Yikes. That was a... Okay. What's coming up in the trash?
Comic-Con, and broken elevators.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.